Hello, hi. I'm sorry to bother you. My car broke down and my cell phone's dead. I was wondering if I could use your phone to call the tow truck. Can you invite me in, please? Thank you. You are a lifesaver. It is really pouring out there. I'm drenched. I'm sorry that I'm dripping water all over your floor. Thank you for the towel. My hair must be a mess. Where was I going when my car broke down? I was going to my friend's house for a party, but my car started falling apart on me. Which one's mine? It's that gray one there. That's your neighbor's car. I meant the other gray one over there. It's your car. Okay. You got me. I don't have a car, and no, it didn't break down. I just wanted to come in and see you. Don't be frightened. I know this sounds creepy. I wanted to see you. I mean, I've been watching you for weeks now, ever since I saw you walking late one night. Shit, that sounds even creepier. Wait, don't be afraid. Let me try to explain. I was perched on top of one of the buildings when I saw you walking around. This is sounding so disturbing. I am way out of practice with this. I mean, I haven't had to explain myself for a human in over a century. What do I mean? What am I? I'm a vampire. No, I'm not crazy. I am a vampire. I guess I look like a teenager because I was turned when I was in my teens. Cursed with eternal youth, you can say. Please don't be scared. I promise I'm not gonna hurt you. Why should I believe you? Because I never do this. I never tell a human that I'm a vampire. And I guess I'm telling you. Well, see, when I saw you a few nights ago, I was just stirred with this lust. Usually, it is nothing but the never-ending need to quench the thirst for blood. But when I saw you, I wanted to fuck you, or at least suck your cock. Of course, I'm serious. Yes, I am. Your body is just so firm and strong. You must have such a nice cock. I mean, I could tell from way on the roof of a building. I decided then that you were going to be mine. How long have I been following you? About 3 weeks or so. I wanted to watch you doing your everyday routines. Trust me, I am never fascinated by a human, but you just interested me. I wanted to observe you and see what your life consisted of. Well, I discovered that you like to work out in a variety of ways, that is. What do I mean? I just told you that I've been watching you for weeks. I've seen the many girls that have come and gone through this apartment. Did I watch you fuck them? Of course I did. I needed to see if you had the stamina to last for me. A vampire's sexual appetite can be overwhelming and may sap you of all your energy. Yes, I watched you fuck all of them. Not any of those girls know how to properly suck a dick, though. It was so sad to watch them give you head. I wanted to rip them off of you. They did not know how to suck a cock. They were terrible. Can I do better? You silly boy. I have been around for centuries. I have sucked and fucked in so many shapes and forms that your human brain couldn't even conceive it. Can I show you? You want me to suck your cock? Well, I must warn you that I will give you the most intense orgasm you will ever experience in your mortal life. Well, let's just say you will be unable to ejaculate sperm for the next month. If I suck your dick until you come, I will be able to extract every sperm cell from you. Yes, literally. Every single sperm cell that you have in your balls right now will be in my mouth. Think of it as a temporary vasectomy. Well, it will only last a few weeks, but usually a month. You want to try it? I can tell. Your dick is struggling against your shorts. Let me help you out of that. Well. You do have a nice cock, and you're wet already. Let me taste this pre-cum. Your pre-cum tastes good. Let's see if we can get some more out of this cock of yours. I want your cock all the way down my throat. I could feel your cock twitching against the back of my throat. It's so hard. Your body's trembling. Was it too much pleasure for you? No, you want me to continue? So much of your pre-cum. You're very close to coming for me. You even started shaking. Come for me. Let it all out for you. Here we go. All done. Oh no! I should have told you that you'll lose consciousness. Silly me. Let me carry you to bed. Here we go. My poor boy. Don't you worry. I'm going to lay down with next to you until you wake up. Hopefully before the sun rises.